Okay, so we are talking about gut health. We are talking about dysbiosis or disruption of the gut, what it all can lead to, how important the gut is for overall health, for your immune system. And a lot of people don't even know that they have gut issues because they feel like they have healthy digestion. Mm-hmm. And that's really not a good litmus test of a healthy gut because of all the different signs, symptoms, diseases that can be traced back to your overall gut health. Mm-hmm. Hippocrates said, what, 90%? No, he didn't say that. What
did Hippocrates say?
All diseases.
Begin in the gut.
But then Dr. Phil Harris, who we have here, said, hey, he was almost there. I think it's like 90%.
Yeah. It's very high. He was right on target.
He's close.
Yeah,
he's right on target. So what does it mean to then, how do we then heal the gut and recover from mm-hmm. gut issues? And there's a three stepwise approach to healing the gut. You first have to identify the cause mm-hmm. of the problem or mm-hmm. causes mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. the problem. Mm-hmm. You have to address the interference, like what's interfering with the body's ability to heal. And mm-hmm. there could be multiple interferences. Mm-hmm. And then you have to then restore vitality within the body. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about the causes of poor, or I'd say the causes of dysbiosis or of poor digestion. Mm-hmm. Because I know at the heart of digestive issues, and you've mentioned this a few times now, is inflammation and how that is right. linked to even a leaky gut.
Right.
Yep. But people hear this term leaky gut. Can you help us with that term? What is leaky gut? And then how do you know if you have it?
Well, there's tests that we can do that can point us in that direction. A leaky gut is basically a perforation of the tissue there that's allowing fluids to pass through into areas they shouldn't be going. And that's pretty scary because our body is set up not to do that. And so when it starts doing that, we can have all kinds of issues with, joint pain and edema and brain issues. And, you know, people should know that you were mentioning earlier how that just indigestion or bloating is not the only indicator of a gut problem. So most people have experienced foggy brain, and they'll say, well, why is my brain so foggy all the time, Dr. Phil? And then you put them on a 3-day fast where they're just drinking more water and they have to, you know, drink some smoothies and drink some raw juice and take them off of their average American diet, or what we call the standard American diet, SAD, SAD. And then all of a sudden, you know, the fourth day, they're like, you know, man, I can think clearer. What's up with that? Well, we started by removing interferences. And we have to know what those are first of all. So leaky gut happens when we've put a lot of pressure on the gut, eating wrong, doing incorrect things long enough until the gut just begins to perforate. And it can also happen with diverticulitis. Most of the patients I've had that have this, you interview them and you find out, well, they only defecate once every 3 days. Well, that's not normal, just so you know. And I have people who say that my medical doctor doesn't seem to think it's a problem. Well, I don't understand that, because it should be one meal in, one meal out. And most people don't have three bowel movements a day. They have not even one a day. And this is all warning signs that we're headed down the wrong road. It doesn't mean we have to feel terrible right away, but if you're not defecating, your body does not have any place it's supposed to be storing waste for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. It's not designed to do that. This is designed to move. And this should be happening with well-formed, good movements. And so if we don't, we're going to start developing things like diverticuli and leaky gut. Absolutely.
That's right. And at the heart of leaky gut is inflammation.
Yes.
And what I know about leaky gut, what I've seen with patients, the devastating nature of leaky gut is it can then trigger an autoimmune response.
That's right.
Because those protein molecules that can get between those ridges, if you will.
Yep.
Those protein molecules then are circulating where they shouldn't be circulating.
That's exactly right.
And now your body starts to go on attack mode, and now it's attacking itself.
Of course.
It's AKA confused. Autoimmunity.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent point, because proteins are not our friend unless we're breaking them down properly. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but snake venoms are just concentrated protein. And, if you get bit by a snake, especially the more toxic ones, you've got problems, because your body can't break down that protein. There's no enzymes present in that area going directly into the bloodstream. So when you have leaky gut, you've got proteins going places they shouldn't go. And so without breaking protein down properly, it's going to become an enemy to you and could even be fatal if it's not dealt with.
Yeah. So this inflammation that can cause this at mm-hmm. the heart of it, In your mind, where's it coming from? You mentioned a couple of the sources in the past, but what else could be contributing to this? You hear gluten quite a bit.
Yep.
Talk to me about gluten, and is this a real concern?
Well, it is now, because my research has shown me that the reason we hear more about it in the last 15 to 20 years is because of all the pesticides and sprays we've put on our grains. The gluten, you know, way back years ago, you didn't hear issues. And when people, sometimes my patients will fly to Europe and they'll break the rules and eat some bread. And then they say, but Dr. Phil, the bread didn't hurt me over there. It didn't bother me at all. And you know, it wasn't even gluten-free. And that's because they don't treat the grain the same way there. In fact, GMOs and many of the things we use in the U.S. are against the law in those areas. And so that's the difference. We have toxified our world to the point where this gluten is becoming more and more of a serious issue because of what we've sprayed on these grains.
That's right.
Yeah. And then going beyond that, I mean, the body needs more alkaline. And when we talk about inflammation, I cannot skip the need for alkaline. And most people get very little to none of it every day. Mm-hmm. And so let's look at a normal diet. We get up in the morning, we have a glass of milk and a bowl of cereal. We maybe have some orange juice out of a carton. Okay, that's our breakfast. We go to lunch, we have a burger and a fry and a Diet Coke. We think we're doing ourselves some favors by having the Diet Coke, and we're not, by the way. And then we do something really great for our bodies at the end of the day, and we have a steak and potatoes and some green beans out of a can, and then maybe some coffee, and we say, I had a great dinner. Well, none of that, just so you know, everything I listed right there is all acid. Every single bit of it. There's no alkaline in that at all. You say, well, wait a minute, Dr. Phil, I did have a slice of tomato on that burger. Well, it was sitting there oxidizing all day. And so alkaline comes from the vine, and we need to eat vine foods. I like to say, you know, eat from the vine and you'll be fine. Every time you dine, have something from the vine. That means raw, fresh. These are alkaline-based things, but people don't get this. And so we're going to have inflammation in the gut and every part of the body. And inflammation, really, I mean, you can look this up and study it at PubMed.gov. You can look at the studies of inflammation. When I was at the A4M conference, which is a gargantuan conference with 4,000 doctors from all over the world a few years ago, 75% of the conference, and I was there for 4 days, was about inflammation. And these are PhDs and MDs and double PhDs. And they said, we have to do something about inflammation. We've got to teach the people. They've got to stop setting their bodies on fire. They've got to stop setting their bodies on fire. But if they don't know that dairy is fire, and that too much meat is fire, and alcohol is fire, and pieces of pie are fire, as far as the body's concerned, they're just going to keep setting it on fire. So if we want to put the fire out, we have to have alkaline, and we have to have clean water, emphasis on clean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to have it. There's no options here for us to win. We have to have more alkaline. So the problem is, people will say, Dr. Phil, well, I'm not a rabbit, so I don't want to eat like rabbits. And you know, I say, well, you might want to look at those little rabbits. They're pretty nimble. They get around pretty good, you know, which you don't seem too nimble to me today, you know. And so we joke a little bit about it, but the truth is that we're going to put out fire. We have to have alkaline to do it. That's the bottom line. Simple. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So loading up on what we call food by God in Max Living.
That's correct.
Food by
That's
God
correct.
Versus food by science or food by man, right?
Yep.
And food by man or food by science would be that which has been altered from its most natural state.
Yep.
Whether it's genetically modified or it's sprayed with glyphosate, aka Roundup. And that's what you're talking about when you're talking about the breads being sprayed. In fact, there's a lot of evidence that people with gluten sensitivities actually have a glyphosate sensitivity.
I agree.
And we all do. And thank God for our bodies when it tells us when it's being poisoned. Mm-hmm. You know, someone who gets a headache when they are around toxic perfumes, you know, thank God for that, because mm-hmm. that is your body warning you that, hey, right now the threshold is there, and I don't want you to be poisoned any further.
That's correct.
And so if you have sensitivities to gluten, hey, pat your body, you know, pat yourself on the back, say, thank you, body, for doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. That person who says, I've got the stomach of a goat. Oh man, for me, I'm cringing, because I know that means that person's actually not healthy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That person can drink that soda, that Coke, whatever it is, and seemingly not have any problems. That's a person who will be sick.
Yes.
And it's going to creep up on them because their bodies either have been told to stop sending those signals from whatever drug or whatever thing that they've taken to dilute the symptoms, or they've just learned to not listen, because at some point their bodies did tell them. That first time they had whatever that thing was, that Coke or that, you know, that gluten or that poison from glyphosate, their bodies did tell them at one point. But what did we do from a young age that would cause them now to be at a point where they have the, quote, stomach of a goat? Well, it's not actually a good thing.
No.
And getting more in touch with our bodies. Now, that person, as they start eating healthy, guess what ends up happening? Now, all of a sudden, now that salad makes my stomach hurt. Well, that's because your body's not used to raw nutrients, and it's got to get in your stomach. Is probably that dysbiosis, that malabsorption, that bacteria imbalance there that's happening. It's probably very much imbalanced. And if you eat healthy food and it causes problems, well, that's a gut issue, and you've got to get really curious and work with somebody to help you correct that.
That's an excellent point. If something that should be very right for you feels very wrong for you, then that means that your system is confused and needs some help. And you brought up some great, great points there that I'm going to expound on for just a minute. One is, just because we have the lack of symptoms doesn't mean that we are well. Again, my mentor, Joel Robbins, told me that 75% of the cancer patients he sees will tell him this story. "I don't understand, doc. I haven't been sick a day in 20 years. Well, that's interesting. Why do you have the diagnosis of cancer? It's because either you were ignoring the little check engine lights until it became major, or you were taking certain symptom control drugs and telling yourself you were well, and the body was then shut down. It couldn't give you the check engine lights anymore. And so this is very, very common. We just keep pushing and pushing and not paying attention, just like people who don't get enough sleep. You know, your body needs sleep to recover, and you can keep saying, "Well, I don't need sleep because I have coffee. I have caffeine. Hey, I'm fine. I get along just fine. As long as I have my coffee, I'm fine." Well, those are artificial ways of running, just so you know. And eventually you're going to pay the price.
Mm-hmm. So when it comes to inflammation, what I hear a lot is that inflammation is something that increases with old age. It's something that really only old people have to deal with. But everything that we've talked about today, with the antibiotics, with the sugar, all of those things go into kids day one, really from the moment of birth.
Yep.
So that, to me, is the exact reason why everyone needs a good gut cleanse, starting from as young as babies to people in their 90s, 100 year old.
Yes.
Everyone has a gut. Everyone has a need to be functioning and absorbing nutrients properly, because those are the building blocks. And that's why I think that everyone needs to be at a health makeover like the one we're doing.
Absolutely. Right.
This makeover coming up all across North America. Clinics, Max Living Clinics, are hosting Love My Guts. It's a health makeover where we're going to go through in-depth information on, hey, what is this thing called this microbiome? You hear that word microbiome, where there's a balance of good bacteria and bad bacteria. When it comes to probiotics, what do you look for? What do you do? Do you have to refrigerate, or don't you refrigerate? How do you establish a good, healthy gut flora and thereby establishing a strong immune system? How do you build health over time rather than just treat diseases when they pop up? And that's this whole idea of the makeover. And we talk for 3 hours. It's a fun event where we go through in depth into how you can restore your body and ultimately restore your health.